Basil Warve was Jade Masher, a celebrated Ramoan float wrestler. Seth Helen was his human manager, and Va'ala Rizel was Seth's Arcona assistant. The three had just arrived from a series of grudge matches in the Bothan system, and they were passing through the Galactic Center spaceport on their way to a championship match at the Iblis Globe. All Basil had to do was remember all that and believe it. Belief was the key to defeating a Force user's ability to detect lies. As long as Basil truly felt like Jade Masher, the newest, greatest rising star in the Pan-Galactic Float Wrestling Syndicate, he would have no trouble fooling Coruscant's new immigration inspectors. His friend Yakil Savatu had assured him of that. Basil glanced across the sea of heads that were in Arrival Lobby 757 and found Yakil three lines over. She was already at her inspection station, standing alongside another Bothan Jedi, Yantahar Boitu, wearing the ash-gray tabards of business beings. The two Jedi Knights were at the front of a long line of passengers waiting to be formally admitted onto a planet that had once greeted visitors with open arms. So far, the Coruscanti populace seemed willing to believe that these new precautions were due to an influx of Spice Lords, and Basil was glad. There was no need for the citizens of Coruscant to get hurt, not when the Jedi were coming to save them. But first, the Jedi had to get past the inspection stations, and that part of the plan wasn't going well for Yakil and Yantahar. Their Duros immigration inspector had been joined by his captain, a narrow-eyed blonde whom Basil judged to be fairly beautiful for a human. She was firing questions at the Bothans faster than they could answer. Meanwhile, a squad of body-armored Galactic Alliance security guards were standing ready at a nearby security post. Clearly, something was wrong. Basil cocked an ear in Yakil's direction, consciously tuning out the general din of the lobby and opening himself to the Force. A cool haze of fear permeated the line a few meters behind him, but he had been sensing that off and on since debarking the Starliner. There did not seem to be anything menacing in the aura, so he ignored it and focused on the conversation between his friends and the blonde immigration captain. His thick hide began to prickle with the bitter margin of a dark side Force aura. Suddenly, he understood why his Bothan friends were having trouble. Sith. Ignoring the growing press of the crowd behind him, Basil extended his Force awareness toward the security post. To his relief, he felt only the weak auras of non-Force-sensitive guards. The immigration captain was the only Sith in the area, probably just a saber assigned to keep watch on the arrival lobby.
All the way to Coruscant to place an order you could have filed anywhere in the galaxy?
The imposter captain was asking.
United Hydrologic Institute is hardly the only Tabana gas supplier in the mid-rim.
But it is the only one with access to hut space,
Yantahar replied in his gravelly Bothan voice.
And since Narkaga will be the closest inhabited system on our operation, naturally we want to be certain of our supply chain.
And your operation will be what, exactly?
The blonde imposter asked.
A trade secret, I'm afraid.
Yakil glanced around the inspection station, then added,
There are spies everywhere, Captain. I'm sure you understand.
The Sith's reply grew inaudible when Basil's human manager grabbed the huge Ramoan's wrist and asked,
Masher, you awake up there?
Seth Helen started forward, trying to pull Basil into the gap that had opened in the line ahead of them.
We're holding things up.
Basil paid no attention, for over at the station where his friends were being questioned, the imposter captain was looking over Yakil's shoulder toward the security post. When the Sith gave a slight nod, the guards drew their stubby Mersenne Urban Blaster rifles and started toward the inspection station.